16th Sunday, Year C, Ordinary Time. Reading 1. The Book of Genesis, Chapter 18, Verse 1. And the Lord appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men stood in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them, and bowed himself to the earth, and said, My Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree, while I fetch a morsel of bread, that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant. So they said, Do as you have said. And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah, and said, Make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd, and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant, who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk, and the calf which he had prepared, and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, Where is Sarah your wife? And he said, She is in the tent. The Lord said, I will surely return to you in the spring, and Sarah your wife shall have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent door behind him. Reading 2. Colossians Chapter 1, verse 24. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister according to the divine office, which was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known. The mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now made manifest to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we can proclaim, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man mature in Christ. Gospel of Luke, Chapter 10, verse 38. Now as they went on their way, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. One thing is needful. Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her. Theme: Hospitality. Receiving a guest into your house is an art, which requires us to know many things. But the two most important things are our guest's preferences and our living condition. Some people think the most solemn way to welcome a guest is to have fancy food. But if the food doesn't suit the guest's tastes and preference, it is a waste of time and food. Other people are so simple, they treat their guest as simple folk and have no concern for their guest's preferences. This attitude violates their guest's honor. Today's readings help us to improve the art of receiving guests, especially when we receive God, the most important guest of our life. In the first reading, the patriarch Abraham Even he didn't know who the three guests passing by were, but he received them with his whole heart. This kind hospitality pleased them, and they were concerned about Abraham and Sarah's barrenness or lack of children. So they promised them that the next year, when they came back to visit them, Sarah would give birth to a child, a son for Abraham to continue his lineage. In the second reading, St. Paul clearly knew what his most important guests need and his ability to provide it. He asked to be endure all suffering which Christ needed for his body, the church, to reach the perfect mark. In the gospel, Mary knew what Jesus preferred when he came. Mary knew what Jesus preferred when he came to visit her family. So she sat at Jesus' feet and listened to his teaching. When Martha, her older sister, complained to Jesus about Mary not helping her in the kitchen, Jesus helped Martha recognize that she did not understand God's will. "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. One thing is needed. One thing is needful. Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her." Analysis Reading 1. My Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. Abraham's hospitality. According to the passage, there is only the author of Genesis who knew one of the guests was God. Abraham did not know this because all three guests had human forms. If we study Abraham's hospitality, we see the way wherein we see how he received his guests. We can point out that if we study Abraham's hospitality, we see the way he received the guests. We can see the kind way he received the guests, or we see the way he showed much hospitality to his guests. They were strangers. Abraham did not know them. They were just passing by his tent. They came accidentally. Abraham had no time to prepare for them in advance. They came during the hottest part of the day. No one wants to cook dinner when it is so hot. No one wants to cook dinner when it is so hot. Abraham joyfully ran out of his tent and begged the three guests to come in. He kindly received them. He kindly and politely received them. He bowed before them, took water to wash their feet, invited them to the table for dinner, and stood around to serve when they were eating. Abraham was very generous to prepare a dinner for his guests. The young calf, the three measures of fine meal, curds, and milk. All these acts prove Abraham and Sarah's hospitality. This passage has many textual problems because the author used the singular and plural interchangeably. In verse 3, the one whom God, or the one whom Abraham talked to, is used as the singular or the second person singular. My Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. In verses 4 and 5, they're used as the second person plural. Some scholars questioned if Abraham recognized God who visited him, and if yes, when did he recognize him? Some scholars used this passage to prove the mystery of the Holy Trinity. The guests promised a reward for Abraham and Sarah's hospitality. Since Abraham did not know the one who visited him was God, at least at the beginning, Abraham's hospitality was purely in gratitude, because he did not aim at anything. The Old Testament tradition used to advise people to be ready to welcome guests who visited their house, because they never knew if they were angels from God. They never knew if they were angels whom God was sending to visit them. For example, the archangel Raphael visited Tobit's family. After receiving Abraham's hospitality, the guest asked Abraham about Sarah, his wife. He promised to give Abraham and Sarah a great reward, that is, to have a son in their old age. The Lord said to Abraham, I will surely return to you in the spring, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. Reading 2. I rejoice in my sufferings for Christ and the church. St. Paul knew what Christ desires to have. St. Paul knows what Christ desires to have. To love someone is to know his temperament and preferences. If people love God, they should try to fulfill the first three petitions of the Our Father. They are, for God's name is glorified, for his kingdom comes, and for his will is to be done on earth. His will is to be done in heaven as well as on earth. St. Paul loves Christ. He knew two of Christ's desires. First, Christ wants salvation to be extended to all people through the preaching of the gospel. Second, Christ wants the church, his mystical body, to be holy and blameless through God's words and the sacraments. St. Paul wants to fulfill Christ's will. To preach the gospel is to accept suffering and to lack many things, because worldly people don't always accept it. That is the reason why he said, in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions. These afflictions could be the they refuse to hear the gospel, scourges, prison, and even the death. But the gospel has power to change people and to help them attain salvation. Paul said to the Colossian faithful, Him, Christ, we proclaim, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man mature in Christ. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. To sanctify the church, when receiving the sacrament of baptism, the faithful become part of Christ's body, the church. Therefore, Paul finds all possible ways for the church to become pure, holy, and especially always united in charity. St. Paul proudly proclaimed, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister according to the divine office which was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now made manifest to his saints." Gospel. Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her. Mary chose to sit beside Jesus' feet to hear his teaching. Many of us also think like Martha. Mary, her sister, was lazy. She chose the easy way and let all the work for Martha to do. But Mary's choice was very wise and calculated, as Jesus praised her. Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her. Here are some reasons why Mary may have made her choice. 1. Mary clearly knew the priority of life. She knew that she must choose God above all things, as the first commandment teaches. This was obvious in principle, but not easy to follow in reality. Mary knew no one had the word of wisdom which brings life as Jesus. Therefore, she delayed all other things to listen to what Jesus wanted to reveal. 2. Mary knew how to take advantage of the opportunity when it came. Some people are so busy to preach. Some people were too busy to preach the gospel as Jesus isn't easy to meet. Some people were so busy preaching the gospel that it wasn't easy to meet them. Jesus was so busy preaching the gospel that it was hard to meet everyone. Mary knew her chance to converse with Jesus was rare, if she doesn't take advantage of it now, there might not be another chance. We need to learn from her so that when God sends preachers to meet us, we know how to arrange our time so we can listen to them. Do not suppose that we shall have another opportunity, and we may not have another opportunity to listen to God's words. And if we don't take the opportunity, we might regret it later. Mary knew hospitality isn't only limited in serving, but also in conversation. Mary saw her sister was so busy with serving, but she chose to have a conversation with Jesus. Many of us don't pay attention to this delicate aspect. We let our guests sit alone in the room while we prepare food in the kitchen. Mary's decision was wise. She understood. She conversed with Jesus while her sister prepared food. Martha chose to cook for Jesus. When a precious guest like Jesus visits Martha's house, it was an opportunity for her to show her hospitality and her talent of cooking. We aren't surprised to see that Martha was so busy with serving that she came to him and complained, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But to her surprise, the Lord answered, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. One thing is needful. Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her. There are many lessons we can learn from Jesus' answer. Martha didn't understand the priority of life. Jesus corrected her fault when he said, "Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her. The food, even they are so good, shall pass away. Food, even if it tastes good, shall not last. Food, even if it tastes good, shall not last, but God's words will remain in people's minds and will enlighten them so they know how to live in order to have a happy life." Martha didn't pay attention to others' needs. She might have thought her only work is matter. Martha thought only her work mattered, she might have thought only her work to serve God, food, mattered, and that the conversation was useless. This is an error which many of us may have. We should not make others think like us, because each of us has a different way of thinking and different actions. We also don't have enough knowledge to decide what work is the best until that work is clearly declared by God. Martha didn't know how to arrange her time and tasks. She might not have known in advance that Jesus was coming, because ancient people did not have a habit of making appointments like we do now. But whatever happened, Martha should not have paid so much attention to the food for her guests to eat. Our Vietnamese families need to pay attention to this point, so we shall not make too much food for guests. We do not need to make so much food for our guests. In most of our meals, our guests don't consume half of what we have prepared. The host must eat the leftovers or throw them away. In such cases, we have unnecessarily wasted our food. Application in life. 2 commandments. Love God and love others requires us to have hospitality with God and others. To properly express our hospitality, we need to know what God and others want and what we can do. To give a scrumptious dinner is not a sign of hospitality, but when we pay too much To serve a scrumptious dinner is a sign of hospitality, because when we pay too much, it's not a sign of hospitality, because when we pay too much attention to the preparing of the food, we could leave out necessary and good manners, which can hurt our guests. We may not be paying attention to our guests, which may hurt their feelings. The spiritual values, such as salvation, preaching the gospel, unity, and religious practicing, must be put above eating, drinking, and partying.